skin for skin. Yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now, and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face.
Behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life.
So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Then said his wife unto him,
Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die.
Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?
In all this did not Job sin with his lips.
Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee?
My beloved is gone down into his garden, to the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies.
Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead. Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks.
And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying,
Thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself!
If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross!
Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said,
He saved others, himself he cannot save. Yes. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him.
Yes.
He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him, for he said, I am the Son of God.
The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying,
Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani.
And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said,
Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also in Rome.
And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40 which had made this conspiracy. And they came to the chief priests and elders and said,
We have bound ourselves under a great curse, that we will eat nothing until we have slain Paul. Now therefore, ye with the council, signify to the chief captain that he bring him down unto you tomorrow, as though ye would inquire something more perfectly concerning him. And we, or ever he come near, are ready to kill him.
And when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions unto him and said,
Bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he hath a certain thing to tell him.
So he took him, and brought him to the chief captain, and said,
Paul the prisoner called me unto him, and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who hath something to say unto thee.
Then the chief captain took him by the hand, and went with him aside privately, and asked him,
What is that thou hast to tell me?
The Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldest bring down Paul tomorrow into the council, as though they would inquire somewhat of him more perfectly. But do not thou yield unto them, for there lie in wait for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath, that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed him. And now are they ready, looking for a promise from thee.
So the chief captain then let the young man depart, and charged him, saying,
See, thou tell no man that thou hast showed these things to me.